Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. We're catching up with Coley on a Sunday as the Saudis go for the series split against Frisco. And wow, Coley, this series has been up and down, every which direction. Just your general thoughts on the week so far.
You know what? I can't complain. I'm so happy so far what I see this week compared with the last week. The boys are playing better. Pitching all the way around is making adjustment. And let's see, man. You know, every day is different. Let's see what we're going to get today.
And the two victories so far this week have been dramatic, come-from-behind wins. You just got to love the team's fight to never be out of the game.
It's not much we can ask as a coaching staff. You know what? They're hungry. They're playing hard. You know, they want to win. And, you know, to walk off, it means a lot. And, like, you know, when you walk in the clubhouse, a different vibe. So, you know, we expect that every single day when we cross the line. You know, I tell them every day, like, we need to find a way to play 27 outs. In this field specific, the game is not over until it's over.
It's been an all-time week for Manny Pena. Obviously, the numbers are gaudy, but to your eyes, what do you think he's doing the best to have this kind of success?
He just is slowing the game down. He's mature. He's the second year here. But for me, I think playing Winter League and Dominican, you know, kind of like with all those guys, big leaguer facing big league pitchers down there, when he came to spring training, he was a different guy. You know, his approach at the plate, in like his confidence, his presence when he play, when he step on the play, like he just a different guy, man. And he just trying to do too much and minimize movement, and he just is like a swinging good pitch.
One thing that has been a strength of this team from pitch one this year is its defense. The defense has been excellent in this series. That's got to make you as a coaching staff feel really good because, I mean, defense is such a foundation for a team.
You know, I give credit to Ty and Ronald. You know, Ty's in charge on the outfield, and, you know, Drew Jones the other day making incredible catches in there. Like, he's a plus defender. And in the infield side, Ronald's, you know, he work every single day with some specific areas, and the boys are responding well. So, you know, we continue to do what we've been doing so far, and you can see, man, like, the defense is solid.
And you said pitching is making adjustments, and the two wins that we do have this week wouldn't have happened if without the bullpen locking it down late. You just got to be really proud of these guys fighting through some adversity and coming in and getting people out late in the game.
And that's what it's all about, man. Like, you know, this is what I always expect as a coach is like, it's going to be struggles. It's a long season, but we need to find a way to make adjustment. All we can do is guide them, push them in the right direction so they can be successful.
Second start of the week today for Avery Short. He faced Frisco on Tuesday. What adjustments are you hoping he can make today for a Sunday win?
You know, I will say he's going to use more of his off-speed pitches. And I know his velo is getting better and better. But he's a veteran guy, know how to pitch. He just need to keep the ball down the strike zone. And he's going to be successful.
Coley, thanks so much for the time. We'll see you in San Antonio.
Thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.